Hello and welcome to our special news quiz. You have in your hands the last paper version of the magazine I Love English World. Before its renaissance next month as the digital app I Love English News. To mark the occasion, we have prepared 10 questions, each linked to a story we covered over the past year. Can you do better than our voice actors? It's time to find out as your 10 questions start now. Question 1. In issue 367, we looked at the world of espionage and spies, both real and fictional. Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, took his fictional spy's name from a real source. Do either of you know what it was? Yes.
It was a book about birds by a guy named James Bond.
Absolutely. Fleming wrote his novels while living on the island of Jamaica and took 007's name from the reference book Birds of the West Indies by the respected ornithologist James Bond. Question 2. In issue 368, we looked at technological developments that were correctly predicted by sci-fi long before they became a reality in today's world. Which 1970s TV show first popularized the concept of humans having bionic limbs? Oh, I think David got it in just before, Karen, I think. Yes, David.
$6 Million Man?
Absolutely.
Which is what I was going to say.
Well, I'm sorry, you were just that little bit too slow. The $6 Million Man, a hit TV series about Steve Austin, a man who is given a bionic arm, eye and legs after being in the catastrophic crash of a military test plane, making him super fast, super strong, and able to see objects at a great distance. Question 3. In issue 369, we explored the manosphere, the online world of toxic masculinity, typified by which online influencer whose videos have been seen by more people than Kim Kardashian's. Neither of you know. I will give you a choice of three possibilities. A. Andrew Haight. B. Andrew Bait. Or C. Andrew Tate. you've got to be faster on the buzzer, Karen. Yes.
Andrew Tate.
So it is 3-0 to David for the moment. Anyway, Andrew Tate, yes, is currently under house arrest for sex trafficking in Romania, and his views continue to climb, apparently. Question 4. What is a dubba walla? Yes. Karine.
It's the Indians who carry the food boxes from the household to the person's work.
Absolutely. The city of Mumbai has 5,000 dubba wallas who, despite being generally illiterate, deliver around 200,000 lunches a day, with only 1 in 6 million deliveries going to the wrong person. Question 5. In issue 371, we examined the lifestyles of the billionaire class and talked about the world's most expensive coffee, Kopi Luwak. What is special about Kopi Luwak coffee? Yes?
It's been eaten by an animal before and then comes out.
Absolutely. Kopi Luwak is so extraordinarily smooth tasting because the beans have been eaten and excreted by the Indonesian palm civet, meaning a cup of Kopi Luwak costs about $100. Question 6. What is the term for the popular literary genre that mixes love stories and mythical creatures? Yes?
Rom-mon.
No, neither of you know that one. This one, the answer to that is romanticy. It is the world's most popular genre at the moment, in which the heroines generally have physical relations with various mythical beasts.
Wow.
And, yeah.
It's, romanticism.
It's outselling absolutely everything.
I did not know that.
Question 7. In issue 374 of the magazine, why did we say that the city of New York is in danger? That was, I think, David.
Yeah. It's the water levels are rising and they are worried about keeping up with it.
Yes, because New York is sinking. It's not just sea levels rising. New York is actually sinking because of the weight of the buildings on it. And this has already led to the worst flooding in the city's history and will eventually lead to parts of Brooklyn and Queens becoming uninhabitable.
That way they'll be able to make another film. Another good
Escape from New York 7.
Yeah.
Question 8. If California was an independent country, what place would it have on the list of the world's top economy? Yes.
5.
Number 5, yes, David is crushing this quiz.
He's just getting in with beeps a bit earlier.
Yeah, well, you've got to be faster off the move. Mm. Indeed, California would be the world's 5th richest economy if it was an independent country, and Apple alone would rank as the world's 40th economy, just behind Hong Kong. Question 9. What is the nickname given to the US president's official limousine? Is it A, the tank, B, the beast, or C, the juggernaut? Yes.
The beast.
It is. It is the beast. Officially, it is called Cadillac One, but the beast is the generally used name. And it is a 9-ton bomb-proof armored limousine with windows whose glass is 15 centimeters thick.
Can you walk on it?
Yes, definitely. You would be able to walk on the windows of Cadillac One.
Yeah. Does it get good gas mileage?
That's no. Final question. In issue 377, we talked about 2 famous novelists who were friends and colleagues at Oxford University in the 1940s. Who were they? Yes.
C.S. Lewis and Tolkien.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Karen comes in right at the end there, and that's correct. The author of Narnia and Lord of the Rings, respectively, were friends in the 1940s. And that wraps it up for our quiz and for the magazine.
Yep.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.